Good morning, good people. It is 24th January 2021. We celebrate the Sunday of the Word of God, known as the Bible Sunday. The readings are from Jonah chapter 3 verses 1 to 5 and verse 10. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 29 to 31 and the Gospel from Mark chapter 1 verse 14 to 20. Repentance is possible for us all when we are ready to adhere the words of the Lord. We need to have a first-hand experience in listening, learning, and leaning on our life on the Word of God. The people of Nineveh heard the Word of God from the preaching of Jonah and responded immediately. One book that we all need to treasure and measure our life is the Word of God. It unfolds all that is going on within ourselves. It unlocks the knots of suffering and pain in our life. Do we have a copy of a Bible in our homes? Does our family read and reflect the Word of God daily? It is better to have an honorable place for the Bible in our homes. David Livingstone went to Africa to preach the Word of God. When he left America, he carried around 73 books. When he entered into the forest of Africa, he could not carry all these 73 books. So he started to get rid of them one by one. Finally, he kept one book for lifetime, that is the Bible. Yes, that one book, the Bible, we can never get rid of from our life. Have you read the Bible once so far in your life, starting from Genesis to Revelation? Let us not read it for the sake of reading as a novel. Rather, we need to read and set apart a prayerful moment to read the Word of God for our personal and community growth. Do not merely listen to the Word of God, so to deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James chapter 1 verse 22. Again, St. Peter reminds us, answering Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." John chapter 6 verse 68. Pope Francis tells us, "The Word of God is not merely words printed in a book, rather Word made flesh." God changes God's mind when we are willing to repent. The episode of the first reading is a direct challenge to each one of us. Unless we repent, we cannot obtain the blessings of God. God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring them upon, and he did not do it. Jonah chapter 3 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 43 tells us, "I have called you by name, you are mine. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you." Repentance is nearly impossible without listening, learning, and leaning on the Word of God. The cry of charismatic preaching of Jesus was to repent. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Mark chapter 1 verse 5. Without repenting, we cannot believe the good news. Repenting is not mere conversion, rather a radical change of life, priorities, and a direction. To accept God's good news is the first step to conversion. Personalizing them and make it our life is the culmination of conversion. The responsorial psalm praises, "Teach me your ways, O Lord." Psalm 24 verse 4. In the second reading, St. Paul invites us to detach ourselves, all that make us far from Christ. Everything we see, relate, experience in front of our eyes are passing away. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God will stand forever. It's Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. The Word of God will remain and meaningful to those who want to embrace freedom and detachment. We each one has received the call to holiness through conversion. Last Sunday, we reflected about the call of two disciples. In today's gospel, Jesus is inviting his disciples for conversion. It happens right after his baptism. Jesus in Galilee begins his public ministry. A visitor was passing by a church who was breaking quarry stones for the church building. And he asked the first guy, "What is he doing?" He replied that he was breaking stones. The second one said he was just breaking stone to have something for his livelihood. The another one who was breaking the stone so proudly told him that, "I am building the cathedral." Yes, it is an approach that we have to the things that we do. This new approach of seeing things meaningful comes from the Word of God. We are not just reading the Word of God, rather we are building our character. A minimum 15 pages are read by an average reader. A committed reader reads 50 pages. A committed and a reader who wants to assimilate reads more than 50 pages and above. It's all up to us. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood. The name by which he is called is the Word of God. Revelation chapter 19 verse 13. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, 12. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delights of my heart. Jeremiah chapter 15, 16. Our daily bread needs to be the Word of God that enriches and fills the entire being. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. In the gospel, Jesus tells us, "Follow me, I will make you fish for people." At once, without any hesitation, and placing all the trust in Jesus, they responded. Call for conversion and repentance are continued by Jesus right after the arrest of John the Baptist. Jesus calls us to, as he called the disciples to follow him. The remarkable thing that strikes us is their response without any hesitation and calculations. The moment they heard the call of Jesus, they left their business, family, and all that they held so dearly to their life for the sake of Jesus. That is called repentance, a radical response to call to Jesus. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. May we read the word of God to lead our lives in truth and spirit. Have a lovely day. God bless you.